On a Tuesday afternoon, Keenan Altick loads his bike onto a Wave Transit bus at Market Street and New Center Drive. He's heading downtown to meet a friend for coffee. Altick's been riding the bus for a year and says while it doesn't go everywhere, it's helpful and it saves money. He says there are a lot of misconceptions about Wave Transit.
People think it's dirty and they think that it's just something that poor people do. It's just unfortunate because it can save on carbon dioxide emissions.
Choice riders like Altick may decide to ride Wave Transit because of carbon footprints. Other reasons are the economy and traffic congestion. According to a study released this past spring by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, the driving boom is over. The report claims millennials, or those born between 1983 and 2000, are now larger in numbers than baby boomers, and they're driving less. Census figures show millennials make up about a quarter of the population in New Hanover County. A few years ago, the Wilmington Metropolitan Planning Organization, or MPO, put together a study called the Cape Fear Commutes 2035 Plan. It analyzed the future of regional transportation and included a community survey. That survey found residents put bike and pedestrian access and public transit at the top of the list, followed by the improvement of existing roads. As the Wilmington MPO gears up for the 2040 plan, transportation planner Soraya Rashid says it will again use community feedback to help direct spending.
It's a choice right now. Do people want to spend more time sitting in traffic? If that's what people want, then we can gear most of our investments towards the roadway network. There's other options, too. If they want to start carpooling, biking, taking the bus, then we can try to gear our investments to make that more of a feasible option for people as well.
North Carolina plans to change the way transportation funds are dispersed statewide, eliminating what it considers an old formula. Critics say this could put more momentum behind highway spending and cut into public transit funds. Wilmington City Councilwoman Laura Padgett says while she hopes this isn't the case, there might be a bright side.
More transportation funding responsibility is going to fall to local government. If the funding is locally generated in one way or another, instead of being told what roads we need, we can decide how we want to handle our transportation issues here.
Padgett says Wave Transit is an economic development tool for the region. But until Wave operates bus routes every 15 minutes opposed to every hour, it won't appeal to choice riders. And running more frequently requires more funding. Earlier this week, New Hanover County voted to cut Wave's funding by almost half. Commissioner Jonathan Barfield sits on Wave Transit's board and voted for the cut. He says in the long term, the county won't be a bank for Wave.
I know that the folks at Pleasure Isle and Carolina Beach are happy to have new routes to their community, and that's great. They're serving a population there. But at the same time, you can't continue to expand when you don't have the resources to expand.
Because of the cuts, that Carolina Beach route Barfield refers to will likely be eliminated. Wave's biggest challenge will always be funding, but another challenge is gauging the community's vision of its own transportation future and if it truly wants public transit. Sarah Wood, WHQR News.